Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant this evening, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and mild conditions in Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze is bringing a cool touch to the night. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel has struck Gaza, targeting Hamas sites in Shati after kites reached Israeli communities, echoing past incendiary balloon attacks. Also, according to the Jerusalem Post, Lebanese officials believe Israel's recent strikes are laying the groundwork for a broader military campaign. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu's security detail pulled a gun on civilian drivers during a traffic jam earlier today. Separately, The Forward has reported that Israel faced international condemnation for closing the probe into the killing of 7 World Central Kitchen workers. And finally, from JTA, New York's Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch has pledged to protect Jews at Central Synagogue following last week's Shabbat attack. Here's what people are saying online. Joe Truesman reported just minutes ago that the IDF and Shin Bet struck and destroyed 2 Hamas weapons depots inside mosques in Gaza, highlighting the use of civilian structures for military purposes. Meanwhile, Balaz News wrote earlier today that Netanyahu revealed Iran had attempted to assassinate one of his sons. Additionally, Iris shared that Prime Minister Netanyahu disclosed this evening that Iran's assassination attempt aimed at one of his sons, as reported by Ynet. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza. Ynet reports that the Israeli Defense Forces targeted Hamas sites in Shati, responding to renewed kite threats along the southern border. These attacks recall the incendiary balloon strikes from previous conflicts. The IDF has warned that these launches must cease. This escalation raises concerns about a potential resurgence of hostilities in the area. Turning to Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post suggests that recent Israeli strikes are seen by Lebanese officials as a prelude to a larger military operation. The IDF has focused on strategic ridgelines, a move that could disrupt transport and logistics. This development may increase tensions along the Israel-Lebanon border, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, in domestic news, I-24 News details an incident where Netanyahu's security team drew firearms on civilian drivers stuck in a traffic jam. This action highlights the heightened security measures surrounding the prime minister. Such incidents could increase public scrutiny over the security measures in place. In a related development, The Forward has reported that Israel's decision to close the investigation into the deaths of World Central Kitchen workers has drawn criticism from the UK, Canada, and Australia. These countries condemned Israel's refusal to open a criminal probe into the April 2024 incident. The international rebuke may affect Israel's diplomatic relations with these nations. And turning to New York, JTA reports that NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch, a proud Jew and lifelong member of the Central Synagogue, has vowed to protect the Jewish community following the recent Shabbat attack. This reassurance aims to restore a sense of security among the Jewish population in New York. On the economic front, first, Globes reports Israel is aiming for a leading position in space defense, as space warfare weapons pose a threat to essential technologies like satellites. This initiative could bolster Israel's strategic capabilities in the future. Separately, Katech reveals that cannabis company Intercure will receive $77 million in compensation for damages sustained during the October 7th attacks. This payout comes after the company. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.